I've just met with members of Congress from both political parties. My message is this. I want to work with the Congress. I want to work with people in both parties so that we can send a message to the American people that the struggle for freedom, the struggle for our security is not the purview of one party over the other. It's the American people want us to work together, and my intention is to do just that. Today, the Baker-Hamilton Commission, the Iraq Study Group, put out what I thought was a very interesting report. And there's some very good ideas in there. Not all of us around the table agree with every idea, but we do agree that it shows that bipartisan consensus on important issues is possible. Really important for the American people to know that there are people of goodwill here in town willing to set aside politics and focus on the security of this country and the peace of the world. And I want to thank you all for taking time out of your schedules to come. It means a lot to me. And I think it means a lot to the American people to recognize that that there are people in this town who are concerned more about the security of this country than they are about the security of their own political positions. And I'm proud to be with you, and I want to thank you for your thoughts. I take your comments very seriously. I take your ideas very seriously. And it's important to me that we continue to hear from the Congress as we fashion a new way forward in Iraq, a new look to achieve our objective of a country which can sustain itself, govern itself, defend itself, and be an ally in this war against extremism and terrorism. Thank you all very much.